Joe Budden versus Drake. And so Drake is pushing back on some Joe Budden criticism for his new album, For All the Dogs. During a recent episode of the Joe Budden podcast, the rapper said Drake is rapping for the kids. He needs to start making music for an older audience. And the full quote goes by Joe Budden about Drake. He rapping for the children. Yo, dog, I had to look up how old this nigga was when I finished listening to the album. You are 36. Your birthday is in 20 days. I Googled that too. You are going to be 37 years old. Get the fuck away from some of these younger niggas and stop fucking with these 25-year-olds. And then he continued, I want to hear adult Drake rapping for adult people. He rapping for the kids, the streams, the accolades. He ain't trying to rap for me. I accept that. And yeah, Joe Budden, of course, you know, with the word. And Joe and Drake, you know, their beef goes back a few years too. But Drake has since fired back in this comic section of an Instagram post by DJ Academics, adding Joe Budden. It's a long-ass post, so bear with me. But he says, at Joe Budden, you have failed that music. You left it behind to do what you are doing in this clip because this is what actually pays your bills. For any artist watching this, just remember, you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success. A quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. Continues, you switch careers because the things that pop into your brain, you had you broke living check to check. And the raps you write had 450 men showing up to your shows in dusty jeans to screw up their face to Mood Music 29 and pretend you are the GOAT. Please, to any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact. This guy's the poster child of frustration and surrendering. You retired, we never hung up your jersey, we just don't remember your number. We know you for doing this, podcasting. You withdrew from rap not because you accomplished all you need to, but because it wasn't working for you. He continues, like I said, this long-ass post. Drake was in his feelings. Drizzy was in his feelings. But he continues, I never want anybody in the generations to think that the whole everybody's entitled to their opinion is a real thing. This is a man projecting his own self-hate. And the fact that I did and continue to do everything he wanted to do for himself, if you need to put in simpler terms, I own a 767, he owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions. Budden responds, you'll grow up sooner or later. Father Time is undefeated. Man, that boy Drake was going, you can't cap. He was going in on Joe. He was going in on Joe Budden, which I never knew Joe Budden for his music. You know, I'm 26. I've only ever known Joe Budden for his podcast. Matter of fact, I didn't know about the song Pump It Up until Drake brought it up in a song dissing Joe Budden. So say what you will about that. You know, he's kind of hitting the nerve a little bit. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion isn't a real thing. That's facts. And in a world full of podcasters, and who am I to talk, right? But in a world full of podcasters and talk shows and yada, 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 you know, everybody thinks they have an opinion. Everybody thinks their opinion matters. And so, hey, it is what it is, right? But yeah, the drama, of course, continues around the album. Now, Birdman, old number one stunner, you know, looking like my son type shit. He's stepped into the fold and he checks Joe Budden and Charlamagne Tha God over Drake disrespect. You know, he goes on to say, I think you mean good and I respect you, even though we had our difference, but you gonna respect Drake. And this was at Charlamagne Tha God following a not too kind reaction to the Drake and SZA collaboration Slime You Out, telling his audience that nobody cared about the track. And so Birdman fired back. He said, you gonna not only put some respect on my name, you gonna put it on Drake's. Continues to also write to Joe Budden, calm down, brother. You not built for this real gangster shit. And he goes on to say, niggas keep playing with Drake, we gonna throw you a stunner surprise party. That means you getting fucked. That means he throwing you a stunner surprise party. You getting fucked by him, by his brother, and by some real gangster. So better be careful. Better be careful. He also has some words for Drewski. Drewski did a skit. Drewski did a skit pretending to be Birdman and whatnot. And Birdman did not find it funny. He even shared several images of Drewski saying that on his mother, this nigga gonna come up missing. Drewski, my little nigga, want some of that. Stop playing with the GOAT. Drake, Rich Gang, or don't bang you, little bitch. Little bitch. And Drake himself even jumped in the comments of Drewski saying, stunned about to have you come up missing on Gladys. And if you didn't know, Drewski and Drake are pretty good friends. So I don't know, Birdman. Birdman, he an OG. You don't play with the unk. Don't play with the unk. He a OG. So yeah, you better be careful, Drewski. But yeah, so this has been, you know, all the drama surrounding For All the Dogs. It does not seem it's gonna end. And at this point, we're waiting. Are we going to get a response from Rihanna and Rocky? Oh, he did this weekend. He did say something along the lines in the P&D song Members Only. He stated that his girls, his shawties listen to P&D. They don't listen to The Weeknd. So, but is that a diss? Is it not? Because the lyrics aren't confirmed. Some people are saying they do, that the lyrics said that they do listen to The Weeknd, while others are saying that the lyrics said they don't. So once we get confirmed lyrics, I guess we'll know. But until then, maybe a diss, maybe not. But yeah, so that ends the drama surrounding For All the Dogs by Drake. I'm sure we'll get more drama as things unfold. I'm sure after I finish this episode that something will come out. So Until we're gonna see. But yeah, let me know your thoughts on the project. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Did you have high expectations and you were let down? Or did you not have really too much going in on it and was actually blown away? Let me know in the comments. I will put a poll up on Spotify and just, yes or no.